This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. There have been no confirmed cases of the coronavirus among people experiencing homelessness in Albuquerque, city leaders say. KUNM has been following the city's efforts to prevent an outbreak in that population, and one gap stands out. The city continues to break up unsheltered people's encampments, despite federal guidelines against doing so during the crisis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that clearing encampments can cause people to disperse and lose connection with service providers. They say not to do it, unless it's to move people into individual housing units. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more on the city of Albuquerque's treatment of encampments during the pandemic and how one man's experience on the streets this past month differs from what we've heard from the city.
I asked Mayor Tim Keller why the city was still clearing encampments during a press conference last week. He basically said they don't think those CDC recommendations apply here.
That was really intended for large existing encampments that a lot of major cities have. We do not have that. So that's one thing that's just kind of an apples and oranges comparison there. The other thing is, unlike a lot of other cities also, is we have somewhere better for folks to go to get medical care.
The CDC does not specify different guidance for different places. Albuquerque has the Westside Emergency Shelter on the far outskirts of town, a 450-bed facility that's open 24/7 and buses folks in and out of town each day. The city has healthcare providers there screening people twice a day for COVID symptoms. Still, many people choose to sleep outside. And it's the city's ongoing policy that they can't stay on public property. They say Family and Community Services visited 117 encampments during one week in April to offer resources, make people move, and get rid of stuff left behind. I take a lot of walks around downtown in the evenings, and I met Cypher Johnson one night during that April cold snap when he was trying to get to a friend of a friend's place to camp in their yard. He's been in the area since early March.
And I'm on my way to Oklahoma to stay on a military base right now with my sister. Yeah.
We exchanged contact info, and I caught up with him this week near a laundromat on Central. Johnson is a soft-spoken 27-year-old. He wears an Adidas tracksuit with shorts and gloves embellished with his own hand stitching.
I'm a stitcher, and I was, like, admiring
you. Yeah, I've been sewing since I was in 7th grade. I used to do some real weird stuff back then.
He said he's been sleeping in gravel lots near downtown or behind law firms that are closed right now. That's where he was sitting one night with a guy he'd just met when he says a black SUV pulled up and he figured right away it was an undercover police officer.
Then he threw his lights on and came out and was like, hey, what are you guys doing? Let me see your hands. And like we had our hands up and he started taking pictures of us and stuff. I told him, I'm just sewing right now.
The officer did talk to him about the coronavirus outbreak. Nothing Johnson didn't already know, he says. But the interaction was scary for him.
Like, I'm like, man, I'm not even from here. I don't got no family here. And this dude about to arrest me for something.
The officer never introduced himself, Johnson says. But before he left, he told him it was okay for him to stay near that law office for the time being. Johnson says he's had about 7 interactions with police in the last 6 weeks. He said they usually don't make him move, but that black SUV driver was the only one who offered any kind of resources or information, even though APD tells us their officers have been given pamphlets to hand out about COVID. Johnson says most police officers just seem defensive or fearful. One officer, he asked for help because his wallet got stolen and he needed to get new paperwork.
And he, like, gouged the car, looked at me real frightening, like, and I put his hand on his hip where his gun was. He was like, it's nothing I can do. It's nothing I can do. Like, when people get like that to me, I'm not listening to nothing they're saying because I'm just going to leave, you know, because I don't like that feeling. Never got that feeling until I came here.
The city says street outreach teams from partners like Healthcare for the Homeless are out at least 5 days a week offering resources. But Johnson said he hasn't run into any outreach workers. When I talked to Johnson, he'd never heard of the Westside Emergency Shelter. He says he washes up in gas station bathrooms, and a lady he met lets him shower at her place. I asked him if he'd thought about what he'd do if he started having a cough, shortness of breath, fever, or other COVID-related symptoms.
Honestly, I would take my butt to the hospital. They don't admit me or take me in, then I'm going to seclude myself and... Honestly, I'm not even going to eat or do anything. I'm just going to die slowly. And I don't mind doing that, you know, honestly.
The city has motel vouchers available for people experiencing homelessness who test positive for the coronavirus. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The city has set up 18 new portable restrooms around town stocked with hand sanitizer. We'll post those locations at KUNM.org. The Albuquerque Police Department told Your New Mexico government officers were supposed to use more discretion these days about breaking up homeless encampments. Support for KUNM's public health coverage comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and from listeners like you.